Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
How we doing? In studio.
In studio. We did a little Zoom. So the last episode, guys, we did with Brooke was on Zoom, and I just, you know, I'm not a fan of the Zoom. I was like, hey, fly to Arizona from Boston and sit in this booth. I like it better, dude. I don't know. It's just cleaner, crispy yeah, mics. Crispy
mics.
All right, got a good episode for you guys today. We are talking optimization. Optimization in your business comes in a lot of formats. How you optimize, but really what you're optimizing is really what we want to talk about. Let me paint a picture for you, a scenario that's very common. I'm getting leads, but nobody's booking. Or I'm booking, and nobody's showing. Or I'm not getting any leads from my ads. Or I'm booking, I'm showing, I'm just not closing.
There you go.
Yep. I'm booking, I'm getting leads, they're booking, they're showing, I'm closing, they're not staying. Okay, so each one of those scenarios is a completely different link in the chain that you got to fix, right? The weak link isn't something else you might not think it is. So, for example, let's go through each scenario, and there, it's going to make total sense to you. Listening, you're like, of course I would change that. But it's not so clear when you're in the seat and you're trying to get leads and close deals, and it's just not working for you. So you start changing everything.
Yeah.
Because for whatever reason, we always decide like, hey, we just got to scrap this thing and start new, right? Something like that. And so let's take this scenario. In fitness businesses, the acquisition process starts with lead generation. Next is booking an appointment, whether it's on a phone call or an in-person. Now, go back 7,000 episodes ago, we did a split test on what was more effective. Do we do a phone call, discovery call into a consultation in person or straight to an in-person consultation? I'll save you from having to go back and look for it. It was a straight to a consultation with 6-to-1 better for us. Okay. Now that aside, you generate a lead. Somebody's got to book an appointment. There has to be a conversation, so they have to show. Then you have to close the deal. Then you got to keep the client.
Yep.
Right. That's the straight line path from lead to client. Right. And so let's talk about a scenario where maybe we're getting leads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's just say we're getting leads. They're opting in, but we just can't get anybody to book an appointment. Let's talk about optimization there. What would you say?
Well, I mean, obviously that's one of the things where, like you said, when you know the process in play, right, you know all of those different, each one of those is a conversion opportunity, right? And so optimizing, I think before we even get into like what we do there, it's understanding like this is the system in play and you as the owner have to look at that and decide, okay, if my show rate is the area that's, there's fall off in each of those conversion opportunities, that's where I need to apply attention. So what is the conversation that's taking place once somebody books that you as the business owner, or you as the business is doing to help encourage that person to show up, right? So in our business, obviously automation, what is the messaging? What are we doing? Are we picking up a phone on top of any automation from email and text? In our business, I know we've implemented like personalized videos to encourage those people to come in, help resolve or dissolve some of the fear, some of the resistance around walking into a gym. I love data and we love numbers, right? We know what 82% or so of the nation has never had a gym membership. So if we just think of the average American that we're probably pulling from, there's a good portion of those people that have never walked into a gym. What is the mental state that they're in? They're fearful, right? The diet, I have to be in shape before I can go into the gym type of thing. So I think the messaging from once they've booked in order to get them to show up, a lot of that should be making them comfortable to feel, or helping them feel comfortable enough to walk in the gym and really worry about that, right? Everything else, it's almost like when you position an ad on Facebook, like, you know, the headline has its first, the image is first, then the headline, then the copy. Same thing in the conversion percentage or conversion opportunities is like the goal of each of those is just the next step, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Don't worry about creating that sale. Let's worry about the person showing up. So what can we do to encourage them to just come in the door? And I think dissolving some of their fear or resistance around that is where we're going to increase the greatest opportunity that we have to help them feel confident showing up and having that consultation.
Right. Yeah, they're nervous. Now, I've also seen tactics in play where, hey, you know, we offer them a t-shirt and a water ball if they show. I mean, yeah. I think trying some stuff like that's fine, but I think you're belittling a little bit of the client, right? Like, are you going to tease them with a t-shirt and a water bottle? I mean, I've seen it.
Is the value of what, it kind of just...
Like, I don't really, I don't think that's what they're there for. They're there for because they saw your ad, they looked in the mirror one day and they got self-conscious and they want to change that. Doing, you know, throwing an incentive like a t-shirt or a water ball to get them to show while, you know, on paper, hey, well, if I give them something versus nothing, I mean, sure, but that's not really hitting the pain point in which they are. So the other thing I think we can do here, if we're talking about show, is something sets in after the book consultation, and let's just say it's Monday night and the consultation's Wednesday. So they have a whole day in between there that they're like, oh, the work, they start to paint the picture of what going into this gym and actually getting in shape looks like. And it looks like a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So some messaging you can put in there is a couple things. One is, we're not going to work out during our consultation. That's not what we're about. I know a lot of gyms, first class is the first thing. And I totally disagree with that, but do you, right? Everything's testable,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's the reason we're having this conversation.
Yeah, everything's testable. Like, hey, you know, maybe your business has always been the first time somebody comes in is a workout, because we want to wow them with our workout and have them feeling good when they, like, oh, that was an amazing class or whatever. But have you ever not done it? Have you tested the opposite way? Maybe you're leaving 3-1 on the table. Yep. You don't know. You just don't know. So, like, we like to test everything, and then we settle in on something that's working. Like I said before, we tested the discovery call in front of an in-person consultation, and it failed.
Yep.
I know other gyms that's their play. I also know a lot of gym that's their play, but they've never tested the other way,
mm-hmm.
too. So it just depends. I think there's a lot of ways to skin a cat. That's what they say in this industry. You know, at the end of the day, that person's nervous as hell. They're going to find a lot of reasons to click the cancel button or just no show
or
you.
Or just not, yeah.
You know, it's easier for them to not face the reality than it is to actually show up and actually have to commit to doing something.
Sure.
So what could you say in between the consultation booked on Monday night and the Wednesday afternoon showing up? You could talk about your program and how it's like, we make it easy. We speak beginner. We work with any, you know, people just starting out. I think that's a really good language to put in there. Like, look, a lot of people get nervous signing up for a gym membership. We want to make sure that you feel comfortable, and, you know, just to let you know, we're not working out on your first day. We're going to have a conversation.
Yep.
After you decide this is a good place for you, look, we have programs in place that make this easy. We hold your hand during the entire process. Like, yes, I wouldn't even say, yeah, there's work involved. I wouldn't even bring that up.
don't plant those seeds.
You can bring it up at the consultation if you want. But think that's really what we got to focus in on, is the mindset. And why would somebody no show? Why would somebody cancel and not reschedule? So that's a lot of the reasons. Let's just say you don't close deals very well. You know, our goal is always to be 75% or higher. Let's just say you're settling in at 53%. It's your sales process, mm-hmm. right? Like, that's the obvious thing. There's also one other piece to that equation a lot of people don't think about, is what did you say to get them in the door that once they get there, they don't believe what you're saying anymore, and they decide to not sign up. Like that needs to be discussed as well.
Yeah, we did a podcast on that where sometimes what you're presenting in the ad can actually affect retention. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Downhill. In that situation, you know, there has to be congruency about between what you mentioned in that ad, what they're coming in, what they're believing they're coming in for, and then what you're actually selling. I think that speaks volumes around like the challenge mentality. You know, we've seen a lot of that friction, right? Hey, it's free, and then you get them in front of you, and then you're trying to get them for $500 that's not congruent, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to have more people that are like, well, that's not what I was interested in. That's not what I was signing up for. So you're going to have a lower conversion percentage just out of the gate. But congruency in all of that matters. And I think that's a big part of why we run the marketing that we do. It's not transactional. It's not X number of sessions for this value, for those. No, we're looking for the individual, right? We're meeting them where they're at, talking about a little bit about their pain points, but they're also their desires. And our program during our consultation is just a continuance of that conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply. So again, lining it all out, but also knowing your data across each one. Each step has a conversion percentage.
Yeah.
And you're going to want to go to the one that's the easiest to fix. So like if you're not getting people booking appointments, the first thing everybody does is changing the offer. Well, the offer isn't working. Well, the offer is working because you're getting a ton of leads. They're just not booking appointments. So what is happening between the time they book an appointment and generate as a lead in the time that you're offering them to book an appointment? We got to psychoanalyze that part, because that's the issue. Not the ads, the hook.
Correct. And I could say probably more often than not, and you as gym owners can probably attest to this, you're in one of the two camps. You either have a system, probably automation in place, that when that lead is generated, the conversation continues without you having to pick up a finger. I would say that's probably the most advantageous of anything that you could do for this process in your business, is have something that's going out immediately after they're booking, or they're entering themselves as a lead, that's encouraging them to book that consultation, right? In our process, they have the opportunity right through the lead form to book their consultation. But if they don't take that action, now we're automatically following up with texts and emails. If you don't have that system in place, I mean, and I talk with hundreds of gym owners a year, a lot of you guys are still relying on your picking up the phone or a team member picking up the phone and following up with that lead to get them on the calendar. What speed to implementation, speed to taking action. I mean, that person just opted in. If you're getting to them 2 hours, an hour, 2 hours, if you're on the training floor, maybe it's 4 or 5 hours later, the likelihood that they're going to continue down that process is slim compared to giving them that option right out of the gate. Mm-hmm. The longer, much like you were saying, right? Like they start thinking about all the things, and the more they're thinking about all of that stuff, they're talking themselves out of it. That's what it's going to be, the conversation that they're having with themselves. So I think that just by putting that automation in play and allowing the system to guide them down that path without you having to lift the finger is bar none the best thing you can do.
I was talking to my bookkeeper last night about gym businesses and in other businesses. And I was telling her what we're selling is not something what somebody wants, right? Sure. We're selling hard work, but I tell you what, if it's raining and your roof, your living room's leaking and there's a freaking puddle on the floor, you know what I mean? You're calling everybody on the planet just to get them to show up and hand them your card and give them the money. Think about that for a second. If you're not going above and beyond to help this person grease the skids into your, you know what I mean? To get somebody into your door, you are failing, period. Yeah. The only people that might be able to get away with it is like a dentist that has somebody with a toothache. They're going to call you 50 times just to get the appointment, like, because
it's pain point, right? Like the pain is high enough.
The living room's leaking. Your freaking tooth is killing you. I got a great example of Christmas morning. Okay. No dentist is open.
Sure. Yeah. Okay?
I found one.
Yeah, I remember.
I found a Jewish dentist that was open. My tooth was screaming. Never felt this type of tooth pain before. And in order, he's like, it's a root canal. I can tell you what you're telling me right now. We just, you know, let's just save you some time. Let's get you into the guy that drills your tooth, right? And I'm like, cool. Is he open on Christmas Day? Because I will go there. Yeah. I'll leave my family. You guys open presents on your own. I'm heading to, and yeah, so it ended up being a sinus infection. I didn't know, like I told my mom, I was like, hey, have you ever, like, I'm thinking the sinus might be causing the tooth pain. She goes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yep.
I started Googling it. I was like, dude, I thought I had cancer for a little bit. Like, you know, when you Google stuff.
Everything, oh yeah. WebMD, you're dead. Head, you're actually dead already. You just,
but the point of the story is I was in so much pain that, like, I'm willing to call a dentist on Christmas Day and go in there
and pay whatever it would take.
Yeah.
Right. Like you would go above and beyond a normal dentist, you know, cost to eliminate the pain that you're living in right now
on Christmas Day.
And that it's the same thing with the clients that are raising their hand opting, like their pain point has never been great. Like if they decided to take action,
think about this, think about the difference of me calling and calling and calling. Like you get one chance with a fitness lead.
Sure.
They're calling once because it crossed their mind that maybe it would be nice. And I have a romantic relationship with this body that is in the future. It just crosses my cerebellum, my medulla oblongata, just like at that moment in time. And I pick up the phone and I call the gym and you don't answer the phone. It's over.
Oh,
I'm not calling back.
No,
they're not calling.
And what in, I mean, when we were working with some of the sales coaches in fitness and things like that, I mean, the data shows 90% of the time the business goes to the gym who responded back first. So if they're opting in on your stuff, and you're on the training floor or you don't have automation in place and your business is reliant on you picking up the phone and following up with that lead versus the gym who down the street that they opt in there. And then all of a sudden, boom, here's a process for moving forward. Mm-hmm. And that's automated and it's instant. They're going to get that business.
And we do get the business. Mm-hmm. Guys, test your websites. If you go to your website and you opt in and it says, thank you, we'll be reaching out to you soon or ASAP, and that's it, you're failing. You need to give somebody an opportunity to book an appointment on the confirmation page.
Yeah.
There's so many websites that just don't do that. What are you doing?
We're underestimating the task at hand, right? And then you're putting the work on the gym to go clean up that gap when there just isn't time. Like the facts are there needs to be something in place. You need to give them. And it goes back to the conversation about making doing business with you easy, right? The next step is this. Okay. People love to be guided down the path. You know, they don't know what your business is, like how you operate your business. But when you give them a nice, clear call to action, the next step is booking your, you know, in-person consultation and allowing them to self-book. I mean, there's so many benefits to that. Think about the work that you're not having to do by chasing that lead also.
Letting them do it. Mm-hmm. Like just giving them what they want. They want to book an appointment.
Exactly.
Now, a lot of times what they want is to know your price.
Yeah.
And this is a, you know, a topic of debate. Do you put your pricing on your website? Yes or no? I mean, I see both sides. Mm-hmm. How can you tell and explain value of what you do with just a number on a piece on a website? You can't.
Yeah. You're leaving it up to them to associate what they know with that price point.
Then you could also go the other way. Well, that's what they want to know. And if they know the price and they still opt in, then there's no price objection because they know it up front. Honestly, I don't know the answer to this. Test it.
Test it.
We put our price on the website. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's our price. And we believe our price is a USP for personal training. Also, we feel like it's the best value in town. You get a limited personal training for $99 a week. There's nothing that's going to touch that price. When they put the word personal training and what they're used to paying versus what we offer, we put it there. We make it look like a special, a special offer, and, you know, lock in now. And so that's kind of like the way we do it. We don't really get any questions about price. When they come in, they know what it is.
Yeah.
So 75% or higher close rate, and it kind of just goes in line. So like that's part of optimization too, by the way. So like this whole process, guys, is from lead generation to, you could even go uphill from that and say like, hey, what am I paying for impression, CPM? What am I paying per click? How many clicks does it take to convert? Okay, maybe the offer stinks if my lead or cost per lead's high or whatever. Just keep going down.
Yep.
Track it all out. Put it linearly on your own, like on a Google sheet or whatever, and track it.
I would start to, once you have that laid out and you literally, each one of those is a conversion percentage, right? What I would do is I would go to the one that's got the worst. Where is the lowest conversion opportunity or lowest conversion taking place, and troubleshoot that first? Because when you clean that up, and you, the goal is to raise all of those percentages, right? And so if you can work bottom up, you're going to start to see the effectiveness of that whole campaign work better. Ideally, we know that the closer you go top of funnel, like the more opportunity, the more leads you generate, the more opportunities you have for consultations, and it rolls downhill. So ideally, you want to make sure that left to right, if you may, you know, you've got solid percentages, but it comes to troubleshooting. I mean, you find the problem first, fix the biggest problem in that process, and then work your way up.
Yep.
And I mean, that's how we optimize that system in every business that we work with. And we take that same kind of methodology to any other process outside of just lead generation. But there's other processes in your business that when you have a system in place, you create a baseline for measurement, and that data is what we talk about all the time. That's the data that we use to make intelligent, informed decisions on optimization.
There you go. Hopefully that helps you guys. Look, it's all about knowing your numbers and the data and fixing the things that's broken, not fixing things that aren't. Don't fix what's not broke. You've heard that before.
Oh, I mean, and we've seen gyms crush their overall process by putting the attention in the wrong place and actually hurting that process more than helping, because they're fixing, quote unquote, trying to fix the wrong part.
Right. All right, guys, that's it for this episode. Hopefully that helps you. Until next show, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next one. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link, and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.